This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Alright, last break, Danny and Rust were over here yelling at each other.
To be fair, it was mostly me just yelling at Rust.
Because the YouTube chat, where I did tweet, and I think it is accurate for today, I said YouTube is where it gets weird on a Friday. It got weird, and it is getting weird on a Friday. Kirk on the YouTube, he said, Blazers finish 8th worst in awesome season, and Mark Stein reports Blazers' interest in Chauncey long-term. Rust asked the question, hey, is that real?
It's real in this. The Blazers' interest in the long-term is, it's not an accurate portrayal of the report from Mark Stein.
Mm-hmm.
The report from Mark Stein is that there are questions around the NBA is, would the Blazers be interested in Chauncey Billups long term? And the answer is maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
And Rust, make the noise that you made, because you didn't say a word. Make the noise that you made when Danny said that.
I forget what it was, but it was something probably along the lines of.
That's it. That was it right there. Yeah. You made that noise, and then Danny lost his ass on Rust.
Yeah. Yeah, I felt attacked. Thank God there's glass in between us here.
And here's why. I do not think Chauncey is... I have literally told Chauncey to his face, I don't think you're the best coach in the league. And there's still some things that you do that I disagree with.
What a bold claim.
No, but I mean, like... But like I go, look, do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm like,
I know what you're saying.
I go, but you've improved and these guys have bought in.
Yeah.
Like,
that is 100% true, and that's something that
it's not something every coach in the league can do. It's a real thing.
There's a lot that the fans have said about Chauncey Billups, and a lot of it has been fair, but some of it has been unfair because the context is lacking so much.
They're still talking about year one and two, Chauncey. It's a difference.
Well, there's so much context that is lacking because they gave Chauncey Billups the job with Damian Lillard mm-hmm. as his star player. That was his first time ever being a head coach. Mm-hmm. Then they said, okay, we are handing you this loaded gun. Right before his first season, they said, we're going to take the clip out.
Yeah. Well, Neil gets fired.
You have no bullets to fire this gun with because they stripped it down and it became a rebuild. And so they took a first-year head coach, which the idea of him was to don't rock the boat, essentially do what he's doing the last 3 months, mm-hmm. which is keep guys going, motivated, playing on a day-to-day.
Developing
the defensive end of the floor mm-hmm. in a defensive mentality with guys that they knew were offensive-minded players, right? That was why they brought him in. And then they strip it down to the studs and give him a roster that there is not a coach in the NBA that could have won with, because they weren't even trying to win, and they weren't even hiding the fact they weren't trying to win. Over the what we've seen over the last few months, though, is you're seeing a coach who he had to pivot the way that he coached, which he was learning on the fly because he'd only been an assistant for a year, and he has started to squeeze that talent out of guys. Are they good? No. Does he make mistakes? Yeah, he does. Yeah. He does. But I don't think he deserves the rap that a lot of Blazer fans give him. He, like you said in your bold comment, he's not the best coach in the NBA.
No.
But he's far cry from the worst coach in the NBA. A far cry. And he has done a lot to get this team to the point where now fans are mad that they're winning too many games.
And
which one do you want?
The whole like criticism of like, he put Scoot on the bench, he put Shaden on the bench, he put two on the bench, rah, rah, rah. Every single guy that he has said, I need you to be better, has been better. He has gotten through to these guys. He has got them to give a damn about the stuff that's not only important to the organization right now, but is going to be important to those players going forward.
Yeah.
He has a level of respect and a rapport and a communication with those guys that a lot of coaches in the league don't have. And it's, I said this when he was still struggling early on.
Yeah.
Look, man, the X's and O's stuff, some of the finer point stuff, he's still got to work through. He's got to get better at it. There's no doubt about that. But even then, I said this same damn thing. He gets through to these guys. They respect him. They play hard for him. And, you know, it's hard to see in the day-to-day when you're watching games as opposed to being there every day and seeing behind the scenes kind of what was going on when they're losing by 60. And I fully get that. But do I think that they're going to bring him back? No.
Nah.
But here's what's changed. They're going to have a discussion.
Yeah.
They're going to have a discussion.
And they should.
They should.
And that's fair.
Yeah. Remember, remember that report last year? He almost took the Phoenix job. There was a report out there before they hired Budenholzer.
Kevin Durant and Devin Booker both pushed hard.
That's crazy.
Before they hired Budenholzer. So Budenholzer had basically, behind the scenes, had for the most part taken the job, and he was putting a staff together. And when KD and Book heard, they were like, no, we want CB.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to make overtures and tried to make that happen. But Ishbia was going to go with Budenholzer, and that was and James Jones. That was the call they were going to make. Now, there's been reports out there. John Gambadoro, who does radio in Phoenix, has said that, that if they do fire Bud, which I very much think is going to happen, that they want to go to a coach that has a good relationship with players.
All right.
So,
well,
for what it's worth, that's certainly out there.
I don't know if giving Kevin Durant and Devin Booker exactly what they want is the best idea, though.
Well, I would imagine Kevin Durant will not be a part of that going forward.
Yeah. Well, Matt Ishbia said there's one guy who won't be traded.
Mm.
Devin Booker. Definitely not.
Yes, the old vote of confidence and committing to each other.
Well,
never seen that happen before.
You never know.
Well, yeah, when you have to publicly say that, it definitely means things are going great.
It is, yeah. I mean, things are going swimmingly. All right, so that's why you yelled at Rust. That was fun for me.
Yeah.
I just sat there.
See, now, my thing is, I've made it clear from Jump Street that I was not a fan of the hire originally.
Would it be 21?
Yeah, okay. 21, and then 22.
Mm.
Yeah. I didn't like, because he was brought here on a team that had Damian Lillard as its leader, and we were expected to still be trying to contend or push to contend. Right?
Yes.
And we, because I'm wearing a jersey.
You are.
Sorry. And part of it, what I didn't like about that whole situation was that they held on to Neil Olshey so long, and we knew that he was a lame duck, yet they still let him hire his buddy, and then they go and fire Neil. So now we're here with Chauncey, with a guy who is mainly a TV personality with 1 year of experience on a bench.
A Hall of Fame NBA playing resume.
Yes. Well, yeah. Great. Same with Magic Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Chauncey Billups, better than Magic Johnson.
Yeah. Yes.
But anyway, and then the Blazers pivoted, changed direction.
Yeah.
And so we go through the last couple, 3 years, which is unfortunate because with all of that turmoil and turnover and just outright tanking, we still didn't really know what we had with Chauncey as a coach.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think Chauncey knew what he had as a coach, because that's the thing is, like, as a coach, you just have to get the experience.
And so,
unless you're so bad out of the gate, a la Milwaukee with what happened there and Doc being brought in, when it's that bad, that's when you're like, okay, we need to pull this plug immediately.
Well, so we get to this season where, you know, still supposed to be a tankopotamus. And we get to, there seems to be a little bit relying too much on the veterans. I know we're up against it here, so I'll try to make it quick. Mm-hmm. Playing the vets like JG too much and still getting 36, 37, 38 minutes out of JG.
Because they won too much. Well, they're winning too much.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We need, the whole point is to try to figure out what we got from the young guys. And I understand Danny's point in that they need to earn their spot out on the floor. But also, in my opinion, they need to be on the floor to be able to earn those spots. And we take the last couple months and they had that big burst, right? And to me, when it comes to using these last couple months as a snapshot, it's almost like looking at an NFL head coach or a college football head coach and basing their future on whether or not they win this next game or two games. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If they lose this one, they're fired. If they win, we're still in. You know what I mean?
I get you.
And so that's kind of where I'm at right now. It's like, well, why is it all of a sudden now this? And if we do see this flurry from these young guys, then why is it not then time to go and find a coach that is a proven developer of young talent?
But I think that that's the crux of the issue, is that he is proving to develop this talent
over these last couple months,
and they buy into what he is doing.
I'd say
they weren't ready
before,
though.
Yeah, that's
they weren't ready.
This idea, that, and again, I'm not hitting you with this, Russ, but like the idea that minutes equals development, it's not real. It's not.
Well, but there is still an argument that guys need live bullets.
Let's pause this because we do need to. I'm producing now. Mm. Who's the captain now? I am.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.